Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, the chapter entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. Text 35. Please repeat after me. Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan. Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan. Varan Me Varadottama. Varan Me Varadottama. Bhutebhas Bhutebhas Tat Visrishtibho Visrishtibho Bhutebhas Tat Visrishtibho Mritur Ma Bhun Mama Prabhu Mrittur Mabhun Mamo Prabhu Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan Varanme Varadottama Bhutebhastad Visrishtibho Mrittur Mabhun Mamo Prabhu Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan Varanme Varadottama Bhutebhastad Visrishtibho Mritturma Bhun Mamo Prabhu Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan Varanme Varadottama Bhutebhastad Visrishtibho Mritturma Bhun Mamo Prabhu Yadi Dashashi Abhimatan Varanme Varadottama Bhutebhastad Visrishtibho Mritturma Bhun Mamo Prabhu Shashi Abhimatan Varanme Varadottama Bhutebhastad Visrishtibho Mritturma Bhun Mamo Prabhu. What meaning? Yadi, if Dashashi, you will give Abhimatan, the desired Varan benedictions, may unto me, Varada Uttama, O best of all benedictors, Bhutebho, from living entities, Tat, by you, Visrishtibho, who are created, mrityu, death, ma, not, bhut, let there be, mama, my, prabhu, O my Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O my Lord, O best of the givers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me the benediction I desire, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. Purport. After being created from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Lord Brahma, the original created living being within the universe, created many other different types of living entities to reside in this universe. Therefore, from the beginning of creation, the living entities were born of a superior living entity. Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme living being, the father of all others. Aham Bijo Prado Pita. He is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Thus far, Hiranyakashipu has adored Lord Brahma as the supreme personality of Godhead and has expected to become immortal by the benediction of Lord Brahma. Now, however, having come to understand that even Lord Brahma is not immortal, because at the end of the millennium, Lord Brahma will also die, Hiranyakashipu is very carefully asking him for benedictions that will be almost as good as immortality. His first proposal is that he not be killed by any of the different forms of living entities created by Lord Brahma within this material world. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Swaminiti Namini Namasad Bhaktamane Manipurudva Bhayacha Prabhupadala Sadbani Prachara Niratayate Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshataya. So here Hiranyakashipu is asking benediction from Brahma, thinking that Brahma is the supreme personality of Godhead. Atheistic people, they have this misconception. They never surrender to the real supreme personality of Godhead, but they concoct. Sometimes they think that an ordinary man is supreme personality of Godhead, or sometimes they think that a demigod is supreme personality of Godhead. So he knows that Brahma will also die one day, because Brahma is not immortal. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartino arjuna. From Brahmaloka to Patala Loka, in every planet death is there, rebirth is there. So looks like Hiranyakashipu knew that even Brahma will die. So, but still, this is the foolishness of atheistic people. He knew that Brahma will die, he is controlled by death, still he is thinking that yes, somehow or other I can become immortal taking shelter of Brahma, who will die. So this is the foolishness of atheistic people, grossly foolish. They cannot understand the person who will himself die, how he will give me benediction of immortality. And he is asking this benediction in a very tricky way, closing all the doors of dangers. This text 35, from this text he started asking boon, and the following, I think, two or three verses, he will ask many other boons and trying to close all the doors of dangers, all the doors of death. He is telling that I should not die daytime, I should not die nighttime. That means even natural death will not come to me. Because people die, he was thinking like this, that people die either daytime or nighttime. So if Brahma grants me a benediction that I will not die daytime or nighttime, that means I will not meet natural death also. So in this way, he wanted to stop his natural death also. Then no living entity is created by you, because according to his poor fund of knowledge, he only counted the living entities created by Lord Brahma, ignoring the fact that Lord Brahma is a secondary creator. There are two types of creation, Sarga and Visarga. Sarga means main creation. And the main creation is done by Vishnu, Mahavishnu, starting from originally from Krishna, but Krishna directly doesn't involve himself in creation of this material world. His expansions like Mahavishnu, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, so they are creating these material universes, which are known as Sarga. Sarga means main creation. And in each universe, Brahma is empowered, Brahma is appointed to expand further creation, which is known as secondary creation, and in Sanskrit is known as Visarga, Sarga and Visarga. So Hiranyakashipu, he could not understand that Brahma is the secondary creator, depending on the original creator, Vishnu. So he thought Brahma is the supreme creator, Brahma is the supreme controller, is the supreme personality of Godhead. And thus, he is trying to ask such benedictions that even though Brahma will not grant him immortality, but in a tricky way, he wanted to become immortal. But to become immortal by using tricks is not possible. He used all types of tricks. I should not die daytime, I should not die nighttime. I should not die in the sky. In the sky includes up to Brahmaloka, heavenly planets. I should not die outside door, I should not die inside door. But he forgot that there are many other options. there is third option, fourth options, fifth options. Due to his limited vision, he thought these are the only options. And if I can stop these options, there will be no danger, there will be no death. So this is materialistic calculation. Materialistic calculation means we try to, stop all the options, forgetting that there is one supreme option. There is a story of two fishes, you know, the two fishes are living in a pond. And this is just story, but sometimes from this story we can learn something. These stories are also mentioned in Panchatantra and different, even in Vedic scriptures, sometimes these types of stories are there. So some fishermen came near the pond, and they are disclosing their plan that tomorrow we'll catch all the fishes in this pond. So two fishes heard this. So one fish told, I have to escape this pond, I have to go to some other pond. So another fish told, why? This pond is so nice, water is so clean, plenty of food is available. Should not escape to other pond. I am very expert, you know, gymnast, you know, I can jump like, you know, anything. So if fisherman comes and they try to catch me, I'll jump from this corner to that corner, you know. They cannot catch me. So anyway, the first fish, he left the pond. And the second fish, you know, thinking that he will jump in 1,000 different styles, he was taking that same pot, and the fisherman came and caught that fish. So our materialistic plans are like this. I'll do like this, I'll do like this. If danger comes from this corner, I'll do like this, you know. And if danger comes from right corner, I'll do like this. I'll keep some bank balance so that in my old age I can, you know, maintain myself safely. Or there is inflation problem. Inflation problem means, you know, money becomes less, you know, valued. So today's 100 rupees will become like 10 rupees after, say, few years. You know, like this. Oh, then, you know, like this. Oh, then I will purchase some land. So even if there is inflation, I can sell those land and I can cover up the gap of inflation. Then in my old days I need manpower, you know. Then I need a son. Okay, if my son dies or becomes sick or he doesn't care to take care of me, okay, I will have more sons, more daughters. Sometimes in ancient time they used to produce hundreds of sons, thinking that they are my soldiers and they will protect me. So in this way we are making different plans. I'll open a business, and if my business fails, then I have to start another business, side business, you know. In this way, plan after plan, to stop all the possibilities of danger, all the possibilities of problem. We want to stop all the possibilities of problem. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Asha Pasho Shatir Baddha. We are bound up by Asha Pasho Shatir. Hundreds of hopes, hundreds of plans. Muha Jalo Samaprita. We are bound up in a network of hope against hope, network of plans. We are completely bound up. We are very, very alert, very, very careful that we can escape all the problems, we can escape even death. Scientists are trying. Death is one of the, actually in Shastra, all these so-called problems are not considered as main problem. In Shastra, main problems are counted only four. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vedhi. Birth is main problem because we are taking birth repeatedly. If you don't take birth in this material world, there will be no problem practically. Then janma mrityu, death. Birth means death. Every time we take birth, we die. So, and death means suffering, so much suffering. Janma mrityu, jara, old age, disease, different kinds of disease. So these are the main problems. And materialistic people, they are trying to stop this main problem, especially in modern age, scientists, they are trying to stop this death. There is a subject in science called, as far as I remember, gerontology. Gerontology, is it? Gerontology. So the purpose of gerontology is to stop death. They are trying to stop death by, you know, in different ways they are making some research. I heard they put one man, unconscious man, into a refrigerator, very powerful refrigerator, and his whole body got frosted. I mean, whole body becomes like ice, you know. Then they thought maybe, you know, generally in refrigerator vegetables are not spoiled. So they thought if the blood is okay, if the parts of the body is okay, then maybe when he will come out and we get the same blood, same liver, same heart, then maybe he will come back to life. So there are many funny plans going on. There is one doctor in Korea. He discovered one medicine called Alkalife. I think you have heard about it, some of you. Alkalife. Alkalife is a, you know, it is an alkaline drop. If you mix this with some water, the water becomes alkaline. And if you drink that water, he declared that you can stop your aging. That means you will not become old. And he told that you can eat snake or whatever you like. You can even eat snake, But if you drink this Alkalife, then you will not meet death, you know, like this. And many people are purchasing this Alkalife. Maybe it has some health value, but I don't think that, you know, people can stop death by using this Alkalife. So there are many funny plans. Prabhupada told a nice story that when he was serving under an emperor, and he became very favorite of that emperor. The emperor told him that you don't be afraid of anything, I'll give you full protection. So one day he went to the marketplace and he met with some jamduta, messengers of death, you know. And jamdutas, when he saw jamdutas, you know, ferocious jamdutas, so he got frightened and he came back to his master and he told, my dear master, today I met messengers of death in the marketplace. So master told, his so-called master told, don't worry, you take my speediest horse, I have a very expert horse, you take it and go to Baghdad, there is a city called Baghdad, you run away from here and go to Baghdad. So that man took the horse, very expert, speedy horse, and he went to Baghdad. So then the master himself became curious that I want to see those messengers of death. So he came to marketplace and he saw, yes, in the corner, some jamdutas, you know, jamdutas, the messengers of death, they were sitting there. So he approached them, then he asked, what happened, you are roaming around my servant, I promised that I will give him full protection. And he got afraid, he got frightened by you. So then the messengers of death told, no, actually we got surprised. We did not have any business with him today. We got surprised because this afternoon either this afternoon or tomorrow, he is supposed to die in Baghdad. This man is supposed to die in Baghdad, but we got surprised why he is here. He is supposed to die in Baghdad. So we are talking among ourselves, why this man is here? He should die, he should go to Baghdad. So that was our surprise. So then the master realized, actually, you know, nobody can escape the plan of, you know, God. So in this way, there are many stories like this. You have many times heard the story of Parashar Muni, who wanted to stop his death. He asked Vyasa Muni that you are so powerful, empowered incarnation of God, so why don't you help me to stop death? So Vyasa Muni told, okay, let me try. So he took his father to Jamraj and asked him, can you help my father, he is not willing to die. So as Vyasa Muni was a very respectable person, so Jamraj honored him. Okay, but this is a very uncommon request. Okay, I am not the whole authority, you know. I am not the main member. There are many other members in the committee. So let me go to them. So then he went to Chitragupta. And Chitragupta opened the, you know, record file of Parashar Muni, and he told, he will die when he will meet with three persons. if Parashar Muni, Vyasa Muni, Chitragupta, Vyasa Muni, Parashar Muni and Jamraj, if these four persons are together, then he will die. This is written in my record. So this is the conditions. If he meets with Chitragupta, Jamraj, Parashar Muni, and if four persons are present together, then Parashar Muni will die. It is written in my record, you know. So then immediately he got a heart attack and he died. So anyway, people are, you know, trying to stop death from different corners. This is materialistic propensity. Materialistic propensity means we want to stop not only death, any kind of problem from all corner, forgetting the really open corner, you know, open door back to Godhead, the door is open. That we are ignoring, but we are trying to stop all other corners so that we can escape death. We can escape any problem. Even in our day-to-day life, we are trying to counteract all problems. We are using fan to counteract summer heat. We are using air condition to counteract, you know, heat. We are using so many, you know, different methods to counteract different kinds of problems. There is a very nice story in Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, there is a story of king of fishermen. King Shantanu was the king of whole planet. After he lost Ganga, Ganga left him. Ganga was his first wife. And when Ganga left him, and he was quite young at that time, and he wanted to remarry. So one day he was, crossing Ganga, and the ferry woman was a lady who was ferrying the boat, was rowing the boat. So that lady was very, very beautiful. Her name was Satyavati. So that king, Shantanu, he fell in love with Satyavati and he approached to marry her. Then Satyavati told, why don't you come to my father? You negotiate with my father. If my father agrees, I have no objection. So the king, Shantanu, he went to the king of fishermen and he told that I want to marry your daughter. So then the king of fishermen, he told, okay, it is a good proposal because you are the king of the whole planet and I am from ordinary, you know, I am king of fishermen, you know, I am just ordinary king. So it will be my good luck. But the point is that you have a son, you know. Your son is Devabrata, who later on became famous as Bhishma. So you have a son, and he is the elder son, and according to general principle, elder son becomes the king. So even if you marry my daughter, one day she will produce some children, but her children cannot become, her son cannot become king. Your elder son will become king. So then King Shantanu, because he loved his son Devabrata very much, so he did not say anything. So he was, you know, in mind he was feeling bad, and it affected his health also. The son realized, Devabrata, the son realized that my father has some mental problem. So he was observing his father, you know. He saw my father is always thoughtful. So then he discovered that my father wants to remarry. So then he found a girl, and then he approached that king of fishermen, that I heard that my father wants to marry your daughter. So why don't you offer your daughter to my father? So then the king of fishermen replied, I can offer my daughter very happily, but the problem is that you are the elder, you know, son, so you will become the king. So the son of my daughter, my grandson, will not become king. I want that if my daughter marries your father, then my grandson should become king. So then Devabrata told, no problem, I will not become king. So in this way he closed one door of danger, you know, materialistic plan, that he will not become king. But there are other doors. Okay, you will not become king, but your son will become king. Then he said, I will not marry. You know, Devabrata told, I will not marry. That means I will not marry, means I will not have son. So the second door is closed, you know. So in this way, he took very much precaution so that his grandson becomes the king. So this was the plan of fishermen, king of fishermen. But what happened? His grandson could not become king. If you read Mahabharata, you will see, although he took so much precaution so that his grandson becomes king, but the fact is that his grandson could not become king. The Satavati produced two sons, Vichitra Birja and Chitrangat, yes, two sons. The first son died in a battle and the second son got tuberculosis, TB, and he died, you know, because he was enjoying life like anything. Due to sense gratification, he got tuberculosis and he died. So both the son died, and when they died, Satavati was old enough and she was unable to produce more children. And in this way, I mean, both of her son died, and her father's plan that, you know, his grandchildren, grandson will become king was not, you know, it did not come true. So in this way, we make our plan. That is a saying that man proposes and God disposes. So the fisherman was making so much plan so that his grandchildren, his grandson becomes king, but Krishna's plan, you know, is different. So in this way, you know, Hiranyakashipu also, we see that he is making plan after plan and trying to stop death and trying to stop all other problems. He asked that, I become victorious to all the planets. I become victorious over all the leaders. So in this way, not only that I become immortal, I also want to rule over all the leaders. I want to rule over all the planets. So in this way, he had his plan, but Krishna has his own plan. So the best policy is to surrender to Krishna's plan. The more we try to exercise our plan, we will be baffled. So those who are very, very intelligent, that's why devotees are called Sumedhavi. Sumedhavi means they are most intelligent people, because they know ultimately Krishna's plan will become successful. My all plan will become failure. So why should I waste my time in struggling to make my plan successful? I may struggle, but my all plan, if it is not sanctioned by Krishna, whatever plan I do, whatever protective measures I take, all will meet with failure. There is a nice verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Balasya neha saranam pitaru nishingha, nartasya chagadam udannati majjatanau, taptasya tat pratividhirja, ihan jashastas tavad vibhutranavidam, tanudhritam tadupekshitanam. Oh my dear Lord, balasya neha saranam pitaru. Balo means children, and pitaro means parents. So parents are thinking that I am the protector of my child, and they take much care. Even if you take care with microscope and telescope, there is no guarantee that you can protect your child. Sometimes it happens that parents are very careful. In villages, what happens, there are many ponds, you know, ponds. Sometimes children, they drown in pond and they die. So it is not that parents are not careful. Parents are taking much care. Sometimes they give medicine, but child dies. Sometimes children dies in accident, car accident. Or anything can happen, even heart attack. Recently I heard one boy, he was working on computer whole night, and something happened, he got heart attack and he died. So the parents can take so much care, but there is no guarantee that the child will not die. Balasya neha saranam pitaru. So parents are not the shelter, supreme shelter for children, for sons and daughters. Parents cannot give guarantee that they will not die. Balasya neha saranam pitaru nishingha. He was offering this prayer to Nishingadev. Balasya neha saranam pitaru nishingha nartasya chagadam. If you have got disease, medicine is not the guarantee that medicine will cure your disease. There are so many people taking, you know, so much medicine. Even simple sneezing, cold and cough. In my personal life I have seen, previously I had this problem, cold and cough. And if I take medicine, it continues for 7 days. And if I don't take medicine, it continues for 7 days. You understand? the result is that if I take medicine, there is some side effect. You understand? So better to suffer, you know, cold and cough without taking medicine, because it will not, at least it will not create any side effect, and the poison will come out. Actually, it is a natural device to make your body purified by, you know, removing poison through sneezing, you know. So anyway, all the diseases are like this. They want to, the diseases are created to purify your body. But anyway, we take shelter of medicine, which doesn't give guarantee. Especially when it is serious case, the doctor makes an agreement. You sign here. If something happens, especially when you do operation, doctor makes an agreement. You sign, put your signature. If something happens, if you die, doctor is not responsible. And you sign there, and then doctor cuts your stomach. And you understand? So medicine and doctors are not guarantee that they will cure your disease. Nartasya chagadam udannati majjatanav. And boat is not the guarantee, boat or ship is not the guarantee that it will be protected in the ocean. All of you know the story of Titanic. Titanic was one of the best ship, one of the best, you know, first class machine, but it drowned on its first voyage, isn't it? On its first journey, it drowned. So this is not a guarantee that yes, the boat is first class boat, machine is first class, made by first class engineers and scientists. It cannot give guarantee that it will not get drowned. Taptashatat pratividhir jaihan jashestas tabat vibhutano vridam tadupekshitanam. If you are neglected by Lord, if you are neglected by Krishna, these things are instrumental. Medicine, parents, or whatever measure we are taking to protect ourselves, these things are instrumental. If Krishna wants that these men should be protected, all these instruments will protect us. If Krishna doesn't want that these men should, if Krishna thinks that these men should die, then all these, you know, instrumental measure will not protect us. So these things we have to understand. Not that we will not take, you know, this medicine or whatever materialistic measure we are taking, but we must have this proper understanding. These are all instrumental. These are all instrumental. If Krishna doesn't protect me, these things cannot protect me. And if Krishna protects me, even without taking medicine, there are many rickshawpalas, they do not have much money to take medical care, but sometimes they survive. My grandfather, he was not taking, practically he hated medicine, but he survived almost 100 years. So without practically taking medicine. And sometimes people are taking so much medicine, but they meet early death. So these are actually instrumental, and we must take shelter of Krishna. From the life of Hiranyakashipu, we can learn this, that Hiranyakashipu, he took maximum care, maximum care. He is the highest and, I mean, extreme example of taking materialistic care, not to die, to be the most powerful person in the whole universe, to be more powerful than Brahma. So he took extreme care, but his all care failed because Krishna did not grant him to continue. So these things we must learn from this life story of Hiranyakashipu. We are not Hiranyakashipu, we cannot compare ourselves, but we have that tiny, you know, tiny propensity of Hiranyakashipu. Many of we have that tiny propensity, you know, we want to become tiny Hiranyakashipu. So, but we should know that what to speak of tiny Hiranyakashipu. The greatest Hiranyakashipu could not solve his problem by taking all types of precautions. He failed. Thank you very much. Time is already over. Our darshanarthi will start at 8 o'clock. Still we have few minutes. So if you have any comment or question, you are welcome.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class and the good examples you gave. I've got two questions that follow up. First one is it okay for us to have plans?
The plans which will disturb our devotional life, If any plan that disturbs our devotional life, steal times that we cannot chant 16 rounds minimum, steal times and put us in a dangerous position that will disturb your stability in spiritual life, that type of plan we should not take. We should take plans that is conducive to our spiritual life.
Okay, thank you. Then the other one is, if we have plans and we want to test it to see whether it's in line with Krishna's plans, how do we do that?
Actually, that's why we take shelter of spiritual master. If my plan is granted, sanctioned by spiritual master, authorized by my spiritual master, then there is no risk. If without consulting with my spiritual master, if my, even my materialistic plan, it is better to consult with spiritual master. That I want to open a school or I want to open a business. So my spiritual master can tell you, no, it is not good for you. You don't do this business, you need money, you do that. So for spiritual life, it is always better to consult with a qualified spiritual master. If spiritual master authorizes your plan, then you are safe. Otherwise, there is all risk that my spiritual life will be doomed. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question or comment? Okay, so I stop here. Thank you very much. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnav Bhakta Brinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanandi.